softball. Lady Beavers softball clinched at least a share of the league title yesterday. 10-0 in the league and 14-0 overall after their wins against the Goodland Cowgirls. We're talking with a couple of the seniors here on the show this evening, starting off here with senior outfielder and PJ Supas. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. How fun has the season been?
How fun?
Yeah.
It's been so fun. I love being a senior.
You love being a senior. Well, it's going fast for you, too.
It's flying by, yeah.
But, yeah, I guess kind of go through yesterday. Imagine that, another day where you have to fight the wind. But you were able to come out with a couple of big wins. I guess how'd you feel like it was overall for you yesterday?
Yesterday was so good. Everyone was hitting pretty well. And as a team, we work so well together. And we're so used to the wind now. So, I mean, it's a treat when we don't have wind.
Yeah, you won't know what to do with routine plays, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're left fielder there. So, yesterday didn't get a lot of work out there.
No. Nope.
You know, that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was weird, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and back up when needed. But, you know, you've had a pretty good year at the plate this year. Did you change some things up here leading into your senior year maybe a little bit to have the success that you've had?
Yeah, so my batting has gone up pretty well this year. I feel stronger, and I don't know, it just feels different this year.
Yeah, I think it was at Holcomb where you had a couple home runs there.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Yeah, that one. The ball bounced the right way there.
It did.
I mean, you got to be thinking, holy cow, huh?
Yeah, I was surprised.
And then you came back later and did it again. This time that was a no-doubter.
Yeah, that one felt great.
But, you know, kind of the home run was taken away again yesterday just because of the wind. But, you know, what are some things you have to adjust to when you're at the plate, maybe with the wind maybe in your face?
I don't know. I think you just have to watch a couple of pitches and see how you do for the first time at bat. And then when you go back up there, you know, adjust to the wind, and then you know how it feels. Take some foul balls.
All right. There you go. You had a good season there, and hard to believe it's senior day tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It's just going by so fast.
Yes. Well, enjoy it here, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, senior PJ Supas, and now it's Riley Stoppel joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a fast-moving senior season as well, and kind of go through what it's been like so far through the ride for softball.
Well, it's been a lot of fun because it's all the same people from last year. So we kind of, I think after our first couple of games, we just kind of picked up from where we were last year.
Yeah, and, you know, and you've had some pretty big games. You've had some pretty close games. And I know you got to kind of enjoy at times those close games, don't you?
Yeah, maybe it's a little nervous, but I think we have been doing well under pressure.
Yeah, you know, yesterday was a little interesting just how everything went there. Tough start, but you guys finished really strong there. And Goodland plays a little bit differently. You don't see a lot of balls, I guess, hit to the outfield just the way they play. But I guess what's a day like that when you don't see much activity out in the outfield?
Well, you stay involved because, like, you still move with every pitch, but you just have to pick it up with batting, I guess.
All right, and you've had your fair share of home runs this year, but who's probably had the best home run hit?
Probably Michaela. Michaela? Like, hits them just so high and so far.
All right. Well, I thought maybe you'd say I did.
Oh, well, I'm close.
Well, I mean, in your own mind, right? No, I'm kidding there. But I know that's got to be fun a lot with you guys there, but what's probably the ultimate goal that you guys have here as you move closer to the end of the regular season, into the postseason?
Well, my goal is to get my batting down better. I've been hitting a lot of pop-ups, so I just want to hit hard, like, line drives.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you there. And final home doubleheader tomorrow. It's bittersweet, isn't it?
Yeah. I am sad about the season. It seems to go by so fast.
Absolutely. Riley Stoppel joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And congratulations on a good season. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Riley Stoppel joining us here. And appreciate her dropping by here again here. And and now we talk here with Coach Myers here. Aaron Myers joins us here. And coming up here tomorrow, it's senior day with the Liberal Redskins at home. And, Coach, yesterday was, you know, pretty good. Another one of those adversity challenges for you guys early on. You know, finding the strike zone was tough early on for you guys, and really for both teams. But I thought it was good to see you guys bounce back after giving up a couple early runs there. But overall, I think you had to be pretty happy about how things played out.
You know, it was, I mean, it can be a little discouraging when, you know, the umpires not calling very many strikes and, you know, just trying to figure out where the wind's going and everything. And we had, you know, she walked in a couple of girls and that's going to happen, you know. Yep. And, it, you know, we got lucky that it happened early in the game and not later. And, you know, it takes all nine of our girls to win a game. And we were able to step up to the plate on the offensive side and hit some girls in and string some hits together. So it was overall a good day.
You know, I'm just kind of remember watching your team here really the last couple of years. It's been the same team. And, you know, one of the players I think has just made pretty amazing strides is your third baseman, Melody Duff. That play yesterday, I think end of the inning, where she read that perfectly. She was about right at home plate when she picked the ball up and gunned it over to first.
You know, actually, you're not the first person that said that to me in the last couple of days. I even said that to her myself. You know, with the bunts they had yesterday, I said, Melanie, you've improved so much on that spot, on those bunts, on your short game. And, you know, she works on it every day. Anytime she gets a chance to, you know, say after practice for me to hit her some grounders, she does. You know, and she is just so determined to get her batting average up. And, you know, her scores right now, it's showing. You know, she's seriously one of the hardest working girls I have, and I'm glad she's on my team.
Absolutely. You're kind of able to mix in some other players there yesterday as well. And it was good to see, you know, really no drop-off at all when you put in your 10 and 11 players.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, I've never been 11 deep before, ever. And it's if I feel bad by not playing those girls, I wish you could play them all seven innings, you know, like you could for summer ball where you can let everybody hit. Because there's no doubt in my mind that all 11 girls could hit, you know, throughout the lineup. And so I've been trying to get everybody playing time as much as I can and evenly. And, you know, like I said, everybody's hitting. So it's just it's hard, yeah. You know. So I'm just trying to do the best that I can to get everybody in.
Well, and, you know, tomorrow's going to be a big game for you guys. You had one big doubleheader down this week. You have another big one tomorrow. It's the final home game for you guys. And then you have a little bit of time off before Hugoton to wrap up the season. But it's Liberal coming to town, and this should be a fun doubleheader for you tomorrow afternoon.
You know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to see some competition. And, I've said in the past, I think this team is a lot like ours. You know, very comparative, like when it comes to batting averages and pitching. And, you know, I'm excited that, you know, I'm excited that it's at home. You know, yeah. We haven't played Liberals since 2019. And, you know, the last time we played them, I really think we should have split with them. But that was back when, you know, Lindy Rumford had broke her finger, where we had to have a JV pitcher come up and we didn't really know who we were yet. And so I'm excited to see Liberal again, and especially at home.
Boy, that takes back a few years.
Yeah.
But no, this is pretty cool. And, yeah, and I know you mentioned it yesterday, but your players and you know the coach and everybody knows each other quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a better senior night, honestly. I mean, you know, Tori talks to those girls all the time. You know, so does Amber. And Mallory really enjoyed playing with those girls as well. And, you know, I'm excited that it's senior night for our girls, and I think it's going to be a fun time. You know, I thought about maybe having like a theme night for tomorrow since we know everybody, but you know, just I thought about it way too late. You know, I'm just worried about trying to win games, and it is thinking about having fun and for themes. You know, so.
All right, should be a fun one there tomorrow for you guys, Liberal and Scott City at home, and hopefully, knock on wood, it'll be a good day for you tomorrow.
I think the weather's supposed to be nice. I think it's supposed to be kind of like today.
Yeah.
So I really hope a lot of people from the community come out and support these girls. This group of girls that I have for seniors, they've really turned this program around. And, you know, they've carried on the torch that that's a couple of girls before them had. And they've been playing ball since, you know, forever. And I've been coaching these girls since forever. So tomorrow's going to be emotional. I know it. But, you know, I couldn't be happier for these girls.
All right. Once again, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Thanks as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.